This is WNYC. I'm Amy Eddings. Authorities say the alleged gunman in the Sikh temple shooting in Wisconsin that left him and six others dead was Wade Michael Page, a 40-year-old Army veteran. Page was also a former leader of a white supremacist heavy metal band. The shooting has brought new attention to a community that says it's been targeted since the 9/11 terrorist attacks in 2001. Joining us is WNYC's Arun Venugopal. Arun, how are Sikhs in our area responding to the shooting? Are they concerned for their safety?
Well, the mayor was with Commissioner Kelly of the NYPD today, and he said that there's really no reason for the community to believe that they would be targeted. Nonetheless, the NYPD made immediate steps starting yesterday to start staffing up around gurdwaras or Sikh temples around the city. And the community's really been appreciative of that. They felt that that really is giving them a sense of comfort. At the same time, when you see the community outside, say in India, there's a lot of rage. They feel like the U.S. has let them down. The Indian foreign minister even said that he blamed the gun culture of America for this problem.
Sikhs have had a hard time in this country since 9/11. I understand bias incidents, according to the Washington-based Sikh Coalition, are up. Why is that? How safe do Sikhs generally feel living here?
Well, there's been hundreds of incidents documented by groups like the Sikh Coalition since 9/11. It really spiked after that, some notorious ones just a few days after 9/11. A gas station owner in Arizona was killed. Even locally, there have been some incidents, the beating of a Sikh driver in Richmond Hill, where the most Sikhs live. A Sikh student in Queens whose hair was cut off by another South Asian student, a Muslim student, a few years ago. And yet, despite all this, when you speak to Sikhs, by and large, you hear that they do feel quite safe here in New York City, safer than they would here and than anywhere else.
How much pressure is there to assimilate among Sikhs?
Sikhs everywhere, I think there is a high degree of assimilation pressure. And even I just read an article published a few days ago in India about how many Sikh men are losing the ability to tie a turban, that they have turban tying camps. You know, it's almost like they are losing these basic aspects of their identity. There's a long history of oppression and violence targeted at Sikhs for centuries past in India, and similar to what's happened here, because they are identifiable. So there's a lot of pressure to blend in. A friend of mine, Nanhel Singh, he's a professor at Notre Dame, and he's also the co-founder of Sikh Media Watch. He grew up in the Upper West Side. He's there right now, and he was telling me about what it was like growing up and facing bigotry growing up here.
When I would come home and I'd been in a fight or something, my mother and father would be sympathetic, but there was never a sense in which they said, oh, this is a good reason for you to cut your hair or for you not to wear your turban. There was never a sense in which this was going to be a pretext for assimilation. You simply had to face the forces that were confronting you.
Sikhs say because they look different, the turban, the long beards, that according to their religious practices, their beards and their hair, they do not cut, that
they're
People confuse them with Islamic extremists.
That's right, with the Taliban. And I think some of the incidents that have been documented well in the last few years, it would be words like towelhead, raghead, these slurs that were used. They wouldn't necessarily know who they're attacking, the culprits, I guess. But for Sikhs, there is this challenge in trying to say who they are without trying to sound like they are trying to, I guess, cynically distinguish themselves from Muslims. So that's part of the struggle right now with what they're doing.
And what efforts are they undertaking to educate the public about their faith?
Well, right now they are, of course, all over the airwaves, Sikh community leaders who are, you know, I guess they're happy to have this opportunity despite the fact that it's in a very negative time. There are also other fronts for the struggle. They're trying to improve school books, and in New Jersey this has happened, and in Texas where they've managed to get the school curriculums to adopt measures within the bullying sections of the curriculum to address Sikh issues. And so those things are kind of rolling out right now. I guess for any New Yorker who's interested in sort of, you know, I guess making themselves aware of what it is, it's very easy to go to any Sikh temple around the city. There's a daily lunch where anybody is welcome off the street. It's a great way to introduce yourself to the faith.
WNYC's Arun Venugopal, thanks so much.
Thank you, Amy.